KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look at some Saturday high school sports around the area. First of all, in high school volleyball action at the Clarinda Tournament in pool play, Clarinda downed Wayne and St. Albert in first round action, while St. Albert was a winner over Stanton and Wayne. Stanton also beat both Clarinda and Wayne in pool A. Pool B action saw Shenandoah beat both Nottoway Valley and West Central Valley. Tri-Center down both Shenandoah and West Central Valley, and Nottoway Valley beat West Central Valley and Tri-Center. In the semifinals, it was St. Albert beating Nottoway Valley 2-0. Tri-Center over Clarinda 2-0. And in the championship match, it was St. Albert winning with a 2-0 win over Tri-Center. Also at the South Central Calhoun tournament on the weekend, Audubon went 2-4. Audubon beating both IKM Manning and Belmond Clemmy in action on Saturday before falling to Greene County, South Hamilton, Pocahontas area, and also to South Central Calhoun. For IKM Manning, they also went 2-4 in their tournament on Saturday as they beat both Belmond Clemmy and Greene County and lost matches to Pocahontas area, South Central Calhoun, South Hamilton, and that match to Audubon as well. Also at the Missouri Valley tournament on Saturday, Riverside won all five of their matches, beating Missouri Valley, Griswold, Bowyer Valley, Woodbine, and Exira EHK, all in 2-game sweeps. Missouri Valley went 2-1, winning matches over Exira EHK, Bowyer Valley, Woodbine, and Griswold. Bowyer Valley had three match victories, beating Griswold, Woodbine, and Exira EHK. Also, Griswold won a couple of matches, beating Woodbine and Exira EHK, while Exira EHK also defeated Woodbine 2-0. From the Coon Rapids Bayard tournament on Saturday, AHSTW went 3-1, beating Ogden, Peyton Sherdan, and Ogden a second time before falling to Coon Rapids Bayard in 2 straight games in that tournament on Saturday. On high school cross country from Saturday at the Abraham Lincoln Cross Country Invitational on Saturday. On the girls' side, it was Southeast Polk sweeping the top 2 spots. In fact, they took 4 of the top 5 spots. Madison Plummer and Magda McGowan took 1st and 2nd for Southeast Polk. Harlan's Lucy Borkowski was a 3rd-place finisher. After Southeast Polk picked up wins at 4 and 5, Harlan picked up a win at number 6 with Kaya Beaker. Glenwood's Rachel Mullinex picked up a 7th-place finish. Lewis Central's Haley Bach was 8th, and Harlan had Abby Alberti 9th and Liv Friend placing 10th in that meet on Saturday. In the team standing, Southeast Polk the winners with 26 points. Harlan the runner-up with 41. Glenwood with 90 points placing 3rd in that meet on Saturday. That was on the girls' side. Also on the boys' side, that Abe Lincoln Invitational on Saturday, it was Aiden Booten of Thomas Jefferson picking up the championship with St. Albert's Bennett Heisterkamp 2nd. Harlan's Trey Gross was 3rd. From TJ, Wemac Gilo finishing 4th, and Juan Martinez was 5th. Lewis Central's Connor Lancio was 6th. Abe Lincoln's Stephen Hornberg was 7th. Lewis Central had Cale Waltman and Nathan Sell 8th and 9th. And then Abe Lincoln's Candon Tellender finished in 10th place in that meet on Saturday. In the team standings, it was Thomas Jefferson winning with a total of 56 points. Lewis Central with 91, the runner-up. Sergeant Bluff Luton was 3rd, Harlan placing 4th, and St. Albert was 5th in that meet on Saturday. Well, moving our attention now to football. In the NFL yesterday, Patrick Mahomes threw for 378 yards and 3 touchdowns, leading the Chiefs to a 40-26 victory over the Jaguars in a game heard here on KJAN. Sammy Watkins caught 9 passes for a career-high 198 yards and 3 touchdowns, while Tyreek Hill missed most of the game with a shoulder injury. Jacksonville quarterback Nick Foles suffered a broken left collarbone in the first half, and Miles Jack was ejected for throwing a punch during a fracas in the end zone. Elsewhere in the NFL yesterday, on the opening Sunday of the season, Tennessee beat Cleveland 43-13. It was Baltimore over Miami 59-10. Buffalo beating the New York Jets 17-16. Philadelphia over Washington 32-27. The LA Rams a 30-27 winner over Carolina. Minnesota beat Atlanta 28-12. Seattle over Cincinnati 21-20. The LA Chargers beat Indianapolis in overtime 30-24. San Francisco beat Tampa Bay 31-17. Detroit and Arizona played through overtime, and they ended in a 27-all tie on Sunday. Dallas beat the New York Giants 35-17, while New England topping Pittsburgh 33-3 on Sunday. The Iowa Hawkeyes have climbed to 19th in the latest Associated Press poll. The Hawkeyes are 2-0 after a 30-0 shutout over Rutgers in their Big Ten opener Saturday. The Iowa defense limited the Scarlet Knights to just 125 yards of total offense in that contest.
D-line did a great job, getting the checks from us linebackers. And then, the safeties did a good job getting us in the proper coverages. We really were on the same page almost every play. So I think, really just that preparation and during the week.
That's senior linebacker Christian Welch. Iowa displayed balance on offense, and junior tackle Tristan Wirfs liked the progress up front.
Everyone's having a pretty good game. I remember back in the spring, I talked about our group wanting to finish blocks a lot, get 1 to 2 more yards. And I think we're doing a good job of that. We can still definitely get a lot better. But that's a positive thing we got going right now.
Next up for Iowa is a visit to Iowa State, and the competition gets much tougher.
And I think one of the real secrets behind their success is the way they've been playing defense the last 2 years. To me, that's really, we've had a lot of respect for their offensive football team. They've done very well moving the football traditionally, certainly. But they've played as good a defense as anybody in their conference this past 2 years.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz, who says the Cyclones have become contenders in the Big 12 with outstanding defense.
We know we have a tough assignment coming up, and hopefully that preparation of the nod front, maybe that'll help us a little bit. But, we didn't exactly have a scoring explosion last year against Iowa State, so it's going to be a challenge for us to, find a way to move the football against a very good defensive team.
We'll have that game on here on KJAN Saturday here on the station where your friends are. That's an afternoon contest. The Southeastern Conference held 3 of the top 4 spots in the Associated Press College football poll after LSU's road victory against Texas pushed the Tigers to number 4. Clemson remained number 1 on Sunday, receiving 56 first-place votes out of 62 in the top 25. Number 2, Alabama, received 6 first-place votes, and Georgia State at number 3. Oklahoma is 5th, followed by Ohio State, Notre Dame, Auburn, Florida, and Michigan. Number 21, Maryland, number 24, Southern Cal, and number 25, Virginia are all newcomers to the poll. Iowa's up a spot to 19th. Iowa State dropped out of this week's top 25 after they had a bye week on Saturday. A Major League Baseball action on the weekend. The Cardinals won for the 8th time in 11 games as Jack Flaherty held the Pirates to 5 hits over 8 innings to lead St. Louis to a 2-0 shutout in Pittsburgh Sunday. Paul Goldschmidt had an RBI double, and Harrison Bader added a run-scoring single to help Flaherty win for the 6th time in his last 8 starts. In other National League action, Cincinnati beat Arizona 4-3, Washington over Atlanta 9-4, Milwaukee beat Chicago 8-5, Philadelphia over New York 10-7, L.A. beat San Francisco 5-0, San Diego in 10 innings 2-1 over Colorado. In interleague play, Sandy Alcantara picked up his first victory since the All-Star break by tossing a 4-hitter in Miami's 9-0 rout of the Royals. Starlin Castro hit his 18th home run and drove in 2 to back Alcantara, who is the first Marlins pitcher since Dontrell Willis in 2003 to throw 2 shutouts in his rookie season. In American League action yesterday, Tampa Bay beat Toronto by a final of 8-3, Texas down Baltimore 10-4, Houston over Seattle 21-1, it was Cleveland over Minnesota 5-2, Chicago beat LA 5-1, Oakland over Detroit 3-1, and New York over Boston by a final of 10-5. Rafael Nadal is the U.S. Open champion and a 19-time Grand Slam winner after enduring a nearly 5-hour match against Daniil Medvedev. The second-seeded Nadal squandered a 2-sets-to-love lead before holding off the number 5 seed 7-5, 6-3, 5-7, 4-6, and 6-4 in 4 hours 50 minutes. Down by 2 sets and 3-2 in the third, Medvedev shifted styles, upped his level against a rattled Nadal, and even received an unexpected boost from Arthur Ashe Stadium spectators. Only once before had Nadal lost a Grand Slam match after taking the opening 2 sets. It's the 4th U.S. Open title for Nadal. In a racing, Kevin Harvick won the Brickyard 400 for the 2nd time, beating Joey Logano by just over 6 seconds in a crash-marred race that ended Jimmy Johnson's perfect playoff run. Johnson had been the only driver to qualify for every Cup playoff since the format was introduced in 2004. His long-shot bid finally ended when William Byron and Johnson ran side-by-side through the 2nd turn, and the rear end of Johnson's number 48 Chevrolet spun in front of Kurt Busch, sending both into the 2nd turn wall. Clint Bowyer and Ryan Newman claimed the final 2 spots in the 16-driver field, while Johnson was eliminated for the first time. Daniel Suarez finished 17th at Indianapolis Motor Speedway, 4 points short of becoming the first Mexican-born driver to make the playoffs. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.